Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, what a beautiful day. You should be down on Dealey Plaza. That's where I am. We're set up with the Intercom Mobile Studio, and we're doing a live broadcast from the downtown Chili Cook-Off, brought to you, as it is every year, by the beautiful organization, the Wichita Wagon Masters. We're going to be telling you about events that are going on. We're going to be telling you about some of the personalities that made this happen. We'll be talking to my good friend Don Hall. He's the potentate. Good Life Guy was the potentate in 2010, and it's a real treat. And you got to come down. They got live music. The Patriot Guard did their motorcycle welcoming of the flag, and you should have heard. When we did the national anthem, not only was no one kneeling, but it was, you could hear a pin drop here on Dealey Plaza. The only noise was the water from the fountain. It was really something. And you just got to come down. The weather couldn't be better. It's expected to warm up to close to 76 today before the event is over. The cannon went off right at 12 o'clock. And the event goes until all the chili's gone, or I think the official end time is 4 p.m. It's just what a great day. I'm so glad it cooled off. I know a lot of people wish it was still summer, and it is. Don't worry. It'll be warm again. Other people I'm going to talk to, Ron McEwen, he's the chili dipper. He's the guy I lose my train of thought all the time. Ron McEwen is the chili dipper. He's the guy that gets stuck with being the captain of the entire Wagon Masters event here today. And if you haven't been here in the past, or if you have been here in the past few years, and this is you're coming down this year, it's in a different location. We used to be near the railroad bridge on Douglas. Now we are. I'm sitting right here in front of Century 2 at Dealey Plaza, and two of the of my friends that happen to be here, spoon in hand, wristbatch on. They're here to have fun. This is Brian Miller. Brian and I, did you like the drummers when they went by?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't close enough at the time to see them and appreciate them. But, you know, you and I being ex-drummers, I'm always going to appreciate them.
You know what I thought?
What?
They look like kindergarten kids.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. High school seniors and stuff. Anyway. Brian Miller, Sharon, welcome to Dealey Plaza and the Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off.
Hi, Guy. Thanks. This is my first visit here, and it's awesome. Lots of fun, great bands, and a gorgeous day.
Yeah. You know, and what's really cool is you're here right now at the kickoff time, because what happens is, you know, 2 hours from now, there'll be people that are out of Chili, even less than that in some cases.
Yes.
So you want to get here. But it does go till 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and the entertainment will keep going. There's a chili pepper eating contest.
You can win $100 in that.
Oh, and you can sweat your eyeballs out.
That'll pay for the ride to the hospital.
Well, this is so cool. I'm so glad you guys just happened to be walking
by. Yeah, well, we were on a mission to find you. So, Don Hall had just said that you were on the concourse. So we just started walking to find you and figured you'd be off on here. So we're going to get back out there to tasting some more chili.
I love it. Well, look, have fun, and I hope to see you sometime this week.
Okay, yeah, I hope so. We have to say happy birthday to Beth Bauer.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, we do.
We'd sing happy birthday, but we probably shouldn't. Hey, Don Hall, you want to come talk to me for a minute? Don Hall is the chili dipper, and the chili dipper. God, I'm confusing every. Don, here, hold this.
Thank you.
I know you can do it. I started to call you the chili dipper.
No.
No, you are the official potentate.
The potentate.
Did you notice that my name's on one arm there?
Your name is on one arm, but look, in the last couple of years, we've kind of gone downhill. You know, Bonnie Bing's not bad, but then we got McIntosh. And then we don't even know who Miss Kansas was. We don't even have her name. And last year it was Bob Lutz.
And who's he?
Who's he? And now it's me. It's like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
That's
so
a good thing.
So what wine pairs with all this chili today, Guy?
Well, funny you should ask. Look what I have here. And watch.
Oh!
I know that you're not a big wine drinker.
Oh, no, I am.
You're going to be surprised.
I like wine, yeah. No!
Yes.
No. You know, somebody told me that they sell more of this than any other wine. It's the number one selling wine in liquor stores.
Well,
I guess we got to tell the people what we're looking at.
Well, Jen Wall is the winemaker of Barefoot.
Right.
And she is a rock star winemaker who started this Barefoot label, 20-some years ago, and then got bought out by Gallon. She had a non-compete, worked for them for 4 or 5 years. And she intended to go out on her own, start her own label. And Gallo just paid her a whole lot of money to stay.
Yeah.
And she does this. And, you know, I judge this wine. Best of class gold medal at the Jerry Mead New World International Wine Cup.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
That is something, yeah.
And people go, Barefoot white gin? But I'm telling you, I want you to come by later and taste this.
Okay.
Because you'll need a little sip.
All right.
It's pretty dang good. And, you know, a beer with chili, absolutely. But Barefoot White Zin is it's like a bowl of strawberries with a little watermelon. And, oh, man, it's just a beauty.
I'll come by and I'll take a test. Absolutely.
So now, let's talk about you here. It is an honor. And you have a lot of very important duties today. Well, you were doing some emceeing, and you got to chat with Lisa Teachman, my weather girl.
Right.
But then your official duties, you got to judge all the booths.
We went around earlier, and we judged them on decorations, and we judged them on spirit. And so the voting's done. It's all in, and we'll be announcing those at 3 o'clock.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then you also have some other duties here, like you got to be around at the end to pass out awards.
Right. Be here to pass out awards at 3 o'clock. And, you know, Guy, people still have time to come on down here. There's no
Absolutely.
Reason not to hop in the car if you're in the area. Come on down. You still got plenty of time to taste chili, come by, see you, and have some fun this afternoon.
And, you know, this is inexpensive family fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know that you appreciated this, but I'm going to remind you. Did you, when you were up front, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, and did you notice how quiet it got when we had the moment of silence?
For Robert Kunze, yeah.
How about that? And then when we did the national anthem, everybody's on their feet. It was perfect. The gal did a great job.
Yeah. What a tragedy last week for our area. And it's just, you know, you go to work during the day and you just assume you're going to be home at night. You just, you know, and for the daughter and his wife but what a great turnout on Maple yesterday. It was a tremendous turnout of people lining Maple all the way down to 119th. It was great turnout by the public.
Yeah. It made the national news, and rightly so. I don't think people would have thought Wichita would put on a beautiful send-off like that. It was a wonderful deal.
Let me tell you something about your show. I find this funny. I don't know why I get in my car sometimes on Saturday, and I'm dialing around, and I hit your show, and I don't know why, but something of interest just piques my attention. I don't know why.
It's not my silver tongue winning radio voice.
No, it's who you're talking to or something. There's always something that intrigues me, and I just get stuck there on my drive wherever I'm going on Saturday. I love your show. It's just tremendous. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of great guests that you have on.
Well, thank you very
much. And by the way, let me tell people, if they've never been to one of your wine tastings, it's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. It's fun. And you'll have a good time, I guarantee you. But if you stick your nose in the glass of wine and you don't smell oak and whatever guy smells, don't be upset, okay?
No.
Guy has got the nose for sticking it in the wine glass and figuring out what that smell is. But it's always fun. You make it so much fun at wine tasting.
Wine should be fun.
Yeah. So
oftentimes when I stick my nose in there, I snort some wine.
I'll bet you don't really smell it. I mean, you just make that up. How many of you smell the oak? How many of you smell a little apple? Y'all smell a little apple in there? No.
It's funny you should say about wine tasting events.
Okay.
Yet another charity event that I put together. This is Good Life Guys Jazz and Wine at Chester's Chop House.
Oh, wow.
Sunday, October 7th, 1 to 3. I've got 10 magnificent wines.
Wow.
In plenty of quantity.
Okay.
And then my good friend Denny Giosso, that's his new album cover. He's coming in, and he's playing with Roberto Bernardinello, a local guy, and the drummer is Kim Trujillo. And when they get together, it's rock star smooth jazz good.
It must cost $100 to come to this event.
Only $40, and guess where
the
profit goes.
$40? All this for $40?
And that's not all.
There's more?
The money goes to Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
You know, I give money to the Humane Society all the time.
Right.
My Christmas party that collects money for this.
Yep.
But Beauty and the Beast takes four dogs off a death row at the Humane Society on the day they were scheduled to go.
Wow.
And they saved them. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's October 7th. Live jazz, light bites, and a whole lot of wine.
Perfect. I encourage people to show up. That's a great event.
You got to get a reservation. There's an event on Facebook. But more importantly, you have to email Guy at Good Life Guy. That would be me.
Yep.
And you get on the list. And it's on my Facebook page, and it's filling up nicely. It'll be a lot of fun.
Right.
I hope
thank you for what you do for our community. Thank you for doing stuff like this and giving back to the community with your talents of wine tasting and organizing this and putting it together. It's just tremendous.
And, of course, Bobby Lane's helping me a lot there, letting us use Chester Chop House. He's making some really great food and stuff.
Yep. Good
deal. Miss Fluffy?
Miss Fluffy's doing good, you know. We're getting up there in age, you know, where you wake up, there's a new ache every morning, Guy. You know how that is. You got a new ache. But, yeah, it's all good.
You had to go and bring that up.
You know.
Sad but true.
So, but, you know, this is a great community. I'm sure that you've had chances to leave. I've had chances to leave. But you got to like Wichita, Kansas. You just can't beat it.
I'm not rushing, but I'm going to die here.
There we go.
I don't want it to happen anytime soon. But
yeah.
Now, you know, I've lived all over the world, Don, and this is the friendliest, most open, welcoming community, and there's so much stuff going on. Now, I tend to gravitate to food and wine things. All you got to do is look in the paper.
Yep.
And there's so many things going on this weekend. Next weekend's even worse.
Do you realize, have you talked about tomorrow, Open Streets, Wichita?
No, you probably know about it, but I do.
They're going to close Douglas all the way from Delano, from like Seneca, all the way out to Happiness Plaza. No motor vehicles. And you can rollerblade, you can roller skate, you can run, you can jog, you can walk your dog, you can do whatever. There's going to be merchants out selling stuff, food samples and all that. And a ton of people come down and just open road Wichita. Come on down and skateboard and do whatever they want to and just enjoy Douglas. And so the reminder is, obviously, if you're driving north-south, you either have to go to Seneca, you have to go to the canal route, or out past Clifton Square to get north-south tomorrow. But it's going to be noon to 5. It's another fun event downtown for people to do.
I got a stack of events that I got to promote today. Blocktoberfest is coming up.
You need a four-hour show.
Well, two would be good. And, you know, now that you've paid all these great compliments to me and I blushed a bit, I have to tell you, I listened to you for two reasons. It's a great show.
Because of Barbara. It's not me. It's Barbara.
Yeah. Well, she's a little prettier than you.
She loves you. She loves you and Al Buck. She loves all you people.
It's so fun to hear the stories through my wife, Beth, about their bowling league.
Oh, yeah.
And you really, you know, she started off kind of as a new weak player.
Right. Right.
And then you gave her a bowling ball and coaching. She's
taking it serious. Did your wife just have a birthday?
No. She's having it as we speak.
Today. Today's her birthday.
Yeah.
I thought I saw her birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. What are you going to do later on for a birthday? Anything special?
You know, yeah. We were going to go out. We were going to do this and that. We were going to have people over the house. And then my good friend and former mayoral governor candidate, Mark Hutton, Hutton Construction, has a beautiful new home in Flint Hills.
Uh-huh.
And we have another charity auction package that is going to be auctioned off in a month or so at St. Vincent de Paul. And it is dinner for six at their new home. And I'm cooking. Well, his kitchen is so magnificent. I got a practice drill, so we have a few people coming over, and I'm cooking in their kitchen. They got, it's probably one of the coolest kitchens in all of
Four or five ovens and everything.
Well, but it's all this high-tech stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I like an on-off switch, high, medium, low, gas flame. You know, this is all magic. It's Miele products from the kitchen plate.
Well, happy birthday to your wife, Beth. Yeah, she enjoys bowling with Beth and all the ladies in the bowling league, and she's really taking it serious. So, yeah, she has a lot of fun with the sweet rolls.
Sweet rolls.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ended up picking Barbara to be a co-host or how she worked her way into your lineup, but it's a good match. You guys do good.
She's very good. Very good.
She's a lot of fun. And her husband, Don Grant.
Yep.
Don Samuelson. You can call him anything you want.
He's got his own business now. He's broken away. He's got his own financial planning business. He's doing quite well. So, you know, he's one of the big wagon masters down here.
He's supposed to be here to talk on the radio because, you know, you could probably do it, but he is like the consummate wagon master. So,
if he's supposed to be on the radio, he's probably making his way over, but he's got to go past 100 people that know him in order to get here.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with Don Grant.
It is. Well, I'm so glad. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Being the potentate. It really is a good thing, and it's a part of the fabric of Wichita, and you're just a couple of threads in that fabric.
Thank you, and I'll be back later, and we'll cork this barefoot.
I wish you would do that.
I can't wait.
Excellent. Thanks, Don. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. More food, wine, and fun coming to you live from the Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. No, go away. Get your car and drive down. Listen on the radio.
The Kitchen Place is bigger and better than ever. Now located at 3234 East Douglas in the Design District. This new central location will continue the tradition of exceeding client expectations in constructing high-quality kitchen, bath, and home projects. Innovative design, professionalism, and emphasis on listening and problem-solving will transform your vision into reality. Come check out the new showroom featuring the most modern advanced Miele demonstration kitchen in the Midwest with the latest technology on display. The all-new Kitchen Place, 3234 East Douglas.
Fine dining in Wichita is now so much better. Take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott Hotel. Discover a menu that includes Creekstone Farms hand-cut steaks, chops, and seafood. Enjoy a classic cocktail, handcrafted with an emphasis on bourbon spirits, or a premium wine from the climate-controlled display case. A meal at the Fireside Grill is a relaxed dining experience to be savored. So take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott, 9100 East Corporate Hills Drive, near Kellogg and Webb.
Wichita's Walser Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich is a premier new and used car dealer group for high-line luxury and performance vehicles. We represent 11 brands of innovation and distinction. Shop the Walser Auto Campus for your next vehicle and experience our one-person, upfront pricing, zero-negotiation way of doing business. As one of the largest luxury dealer groups serving Wichita, our VIP buying experience will put you in the car of your dreams. Let us tailor your purchase with a truly first-class client experience. Visit Walser at 13th and Greenwich or walser.com.
Age to perfection. Quality prime grade steaks. Inspired fresh seafood. An unparalleled wine selection featuring over 250 wines. Our chefs only select locally sourced ingredients, the finest produce, and prime grade hand cut meats. Come visit the Woodfire Grill Steakhouse, located inside Kansas Star Casino.
If your lawn is looking worse, no matter what you do, let Johnson's help. This is Marty from Johnson's Garden Centers. September is a time to plant grass seed, fill in bare spots, overseed thin areas, or seed a whole new lawn. The key to success is starting with great grass seed, GardenWise Premium Fescue Blend. I use it because it's tested and proven to perform here in South Central Kansas. Deep green color, disease resistance, needs less water, handles thinner shade, and foot traffic. At Johnson's, we don't just send you home with a bag of grass seed and wish you luck. We'll help you succeed with seed and fertilizer packages sized just right for your yard. Free grass seed seminars throughout September. We're to help you every day with equipment and advice. At Johnson's Garden Centers, your friends in the garden since 1928, on West 13th and 21st at Woodlawn.
Jacob Lee.
Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirit store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft, imported, and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tastings on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you. West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. And the East Superstore, Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange. Right on the price, right on your way.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weekdays at 5 right here on KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I hope you stop by every Saturday here at KNSS. It's the Intercom Good Life Studio for lunch with Good Life Guy. We're down on Dealey Plaza. It's a beautiful day. Get in your car. Get down here. The cannon went off at noon. National anthem and the Patriot Guard, and all because of the Wichita Wagon Masters. That's why we're here today, for the Wichita Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off. And Ron McEwen is here with me, and Ron had the distinct pleasure, I'm just being optimistic, of being the chili dipper.
The chili dipper, the one in charge, good, bad, or ugly.
So, oh, my God.
So far, it's good.
Well, so good, but it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work by a lot of guys, which makes a little work. So,
well, let's talk about this lot of guys stuff. I think there's so many people, whether they're new arrivals to Wichita or they just haven't been paying much attention, that don't know that much about the Wagon Masters as a community organization that does great work. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Wagon Masters are a group of about 200 men. About 200 men. Mostly business owners or leaders in the industry. We promote and sell the good life in Wichita. So this is our big fundraiser. Throughout the year, we cook for, 25 or 30 different charities for their fundraisers. We show up, we serve burgers, hot dogs, whatever they need, ribs, brisket, whatever, for their fundraisers. The last 12 months, we probably helped our charity, the local charities, raise almost $200,000. I think we figured up we served about 25,000 meals cooking for them. So that being said, this is our fundraiser, which the money from this proceeds, the proceeds from this, we go through our Wichita Wagon Master Good Life Grants that we started in 2012. Since then, we've given back close to $80,000 to the Good Life Grant program and north of 50 charities. Last year alone was $26,000, so we're hoping to beat that this year. So it started out with 15 grant requests. Last year we had 65 grant requests. So it grows every year. For the local charities, they can go to the Wichita Community Foundation, click the link for the Wagon Master Good Life Grants. They can apply. The deadline is October 31st. So that's what we do. That's what the fundraiser today is for, is to give back to the community. So
I like the name.
Good Life Grants.
Good Life
Grants. Right.
And, of course, I'm sure Don Grant likes the name, too.
Don does. Brian Fry really does. Vice Mayor Brian Fry. So he was the one that originated the Good Life Grants in 2012. So
he stole it from me.
Oh, did he? I bet he did. I'll let him know that.
Well, what a treat. There's so many fun things going on, and there's still time to get down here.
Absolutely.
And the best part is you guys have probably been working all night in your big covered area and made some great chili that is notorious, not only at this competition, but throughout
all
Wichita.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, it's been tagged award-winning chili. That's before my time. I don't know exactly when that came, but Tanya Tanda, she actually helped us with a recipe many years ago, and we stuck to the same recipe. So yeah, it's and you come down here, buy a tasting kit, which is $5. You get a bowl of Wagon Master chili and sample chili for more than 75 teams today. So,
and you get to vote for the people's choice.
And you vote for the people's choice. So every tasting kit has a little bead in it. You find somebody, the chili you like the best, whether it's the team spirit or the booth decorations or whatever, and they can win up to $500. So
I love it. It's a great event, and then to have weather like this, man.
Yes, we love that.
That's a good shirt.
Yeah.
we won't tell you what it says. Now, okay, you told me that, Ron, that you're going to be done here in 2.5 hours. You will be retired from this job.
Yes.
But then someone has to be appointed, anointed.
Sean Isham is the chili bean this year. He's right here beside me.
Here,
so,
Sean, say hi.
How was the chili bean last year?
Hello, Wichita.
Yeah, what a treat. Like I told you, condolences. I mean, congratulations on being – keep that close to you. Now we want to hear you.
All right. It's a great honor, and Ron's been a great leader. Looking forward to doing it next year and maybe making it even better. So,
well, every year. How do you guys like this, the new location?
It's really worked out very well. It's kind of been a challenge to, because we've been down the other location so many years, but there's a lot more room down here, and you know, people seem to enjoy this apron on the front of Century 2. So anyway, I think we'll be back here next year.
I like it better than before. Well, guys, I can't tell you thank you so much for being a part of the program today. I know you got a lot to do. Ron, Sean, get out there and make the party continue. We got another, what's the official end time?
3 o'clock is the end of the tasting, and the awards are around 3:30.
So. Yeah, that'll be
all
good.
All right. Thank you, Guy. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. Congratulations.
All right,
see you, Sean. Thank you. All right, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ashley Ruckman. Ashley Ruckman is the gal from Ketch, K-E-T-C-H, that puts on some great events and promotes all the wonderful things that Ketch does. We'll tell you about that. And then, much to my pleasure, we'll tell you about the Burger Battle, ICT Burger Battle. It's coming up right around the corner. It's part of Blocktoberfest. We'll tell you about that, too. Don't go away. The Good Life will be right back.
This is Wichita State head basketball coach Greg Marshall. Join me at the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Wichita on October 13th at the Intrust Bank Arena.
There's Right, and then there's Roto-Rooter Right. Right is okay, acceptable, good enough. Roto-Rooter Right means all plumbing and drain work is done by the most experienced technicians, using the utmost care, properly, punctually, and perfectly. Excuse me, ma'am, can you use the phrase Roto-Rooter Right in a sentence?
I think so. Never again will I have issues with my sewer line because my trenchless sewer replacement was done Roto-Rooter Right.
That's amazing.
I pay attention.
Then for any plumbing problem, remember to call Roto-Rooter at 263-AWAY.
And away go troubles down the drain.
If you or someone you know is planning on getting married soon, you don't want to miss the Mike Seltzer Jewelers Bridal Set Sale going on now. Your special day calls for the perfect rings that everyone will want to see. Mike Seltzer Jewelers, gorgeous bridal sets in every style and price range. Mike can also customize a design if you have something different in mind. Find the perfect rings that you want and a local jeweler that can take care of them for a lifetime. Since 1950, Mike Seltzer Jewelers has been Wichita's jeweler. Stop in today, 2929 North Rock Road, the best selection of quality jewelry in Wichita.
Are you considering a remodeling project for your home? The decisions you are faced with before and during a remodel are some of the most important you will ever make regarding the long-term value of your home. For several years now, we have been telling you that at Southwestern Remodeling, we let our work speak for itself. But starting today, we feel it is important to talk about the members of our Southwestern Remodeling family that bring your projects to life. After all, the quality of your home renovation and your overall experience is dependent upon the people that are involved. It's people like Harold Ketcherside, Omar Marino, and Mike Miller that make Southwestern Remodeling so special, delivering dedication, skill, and attention to detail throughout every single project. Our staff of 36 full-time craftsmen, remodeling consultants, and management team have a combined 500 years of tenure, which ensures the highest quality renovation and overall experience. Let the Southwestern Remodeling family show you the difference our people make. Stop by our showroom, give us a call at 263-1239, or view our work at southwesternremodeling.com.
Weather is brought to you by Financial Engines Advisor Center, LLC.
Our weekend weather looks good with plenty of sunshine today. Our temperature in the mid-70s, clear and mid-50s overnight. A few degrees warmer on Sunday, but still comfortable, sunny, and about 79. Clear skies Sunday night, mostly sunny, and 80 Monday. This is KNSS, meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Join Steve and Ted in the morning every Friday for our weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Our chat with Mitch every Friday morning at 8:15 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Brought to you by American Ag Credit and by Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters.
Hey, it's Jason and JV. Join us for Beyond Reality Radio, weeknights at 11 on KNSS.
Welcome back to the program. Coming to you today live from Dealey Plaza. It's a gorgeous day outside. If you haven't been outside, make it so. Oh, my God. It's just amazing. The crowd is huge. The smell of chili is in the air. For $5, this is like a bargain opportunity for you and your family. Taste some great chili. Vote for the People's Choice Award. Support the Wichita Wagon Masters and all the good things that they do. And have some fun. Come by and see me here at the Good Life booth. 3 o'clock is when it ends. 3:30 is the award stuff. And, we're right here by the entrance where they turn in chili for official judging. It's more than just a fun event for us in the community. It's an official sanctioned chili competition. Joining me now by phone is Miss Ashley Ruckman. Ashley is a part of Catch. She's the marketing PR gal and runs all the great events, including the Burger Battle, which is right around the corner. Wichita Burger Battle. It's at Blocktoberfest, October 6th. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. Man, I wish you could have come down, Ash. It's so pretty down here today.
I hope it's
this nice and this cool for the Burger Battle.
That would be great.
Yeah. Ashley, tell everybody a little bit about Catch and what you guys do. It's such a good program that does so much for those in need.
Well, Catch serves adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and our main goal is just to make sure that everyone can live their life as independently as possible and reach their highest potential. So we do a lot of different programs where we focus on either enhancing daily life skills or vocational skills. We help them find jobs in the community. We coordinate basically any community service that they need. We provide residential support, so we have group homes and apartments where they can live independently and provide basically 24/7 staff support if it's needed. And then we also have a transportation program so that we can help get everyone from A to B and just make sure they can live independently.
That's a great thing. Unfortunately, it's sorely needed, and it takes some money to do that. And the Burger Battle contributes some points to this. Tell us about the event, October 6th. It's part of Blocktoberfest, but really it's a showcase of high-quality hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. This is our sixth year, and we're excited to have five new restaurants. So we have a total of 11, and five of them are new. Dempsey's is coming back as the returning People's Choice champ. And Fizz will be there. They have won People's Choice every year except for last year. So this year should be really interesting.
Yeah, I love it. And I have the great fortune of getting to judge. And Denise Neal and the I can't remember the guy's name that judged with us last year, the three of us. It was really tough because all the entrants were so good. And the best part about it is attendees at Blocktoberfest can, for really low dollars, general admission to the Burger Battle is, what, $30? You have a VIP and a multi-entrance package?
Yeah, general admission is $30, and kids 12 and under are free. And then VIP is $50. And then we have a combo deal where for $50 you can also do Burger Battle on Saturday, but you can go to the Blocktoberfest beer tasting Friday night. And that's only going on until the end of this month.
That is a great idea. And then there's a general admission four-pack for only $100. That's a good deal. You save about $5 a head.
Yeah, really good deal.
This is a great opportunity to see some of the creativity. And, boy, Ashley, the creativity last year was pretty cool with everybody who entered their burgers in the event.
Yeah, I have to say last year the weather was not ideal. We ended up in the parking garage, but everybody still powered through and put out some awesome food, and it was still a really fun time. So fingers crossed that that's not where we end up this year, but it'll be fun either way.
Yeah, we want a day just like today on October 6th.
Yeah.
Ashley, thanks for being a part of the program today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. And if not, I will see you right on time on October 6th for Burger Brown. Oh, wait. Tell them how. Wait, Ashley, I'm a buffoon. Tell them how they can find out event information, Facebook, whatever.
Yep, you can go to ictburgerbattle.com, and you can also purchase tickets right on the Facebook event. It's the Wichita Burger Battle at Blocktoberfest event page.
Perfect. Thanks, kiddo. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. See you soon.
We'll see you. Ashley Ruckman from Ketch. I want to tell you that, the Midwest Beer Fest is right around the corner. It's the dinners are October 12th. The main event's October 13th. It's at the Kansas Star Casino. And we still need some more volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer, go to MidwestBeerFest.com. Send me a note through the Contact Us page, and we'll hook you up with our volunteer coordinator. And the volunteers have the opportunity to not only be a big part of making the event successful, but they also get to be a part of the fun of the event. It's Midwest Beer Fest. We're looking for volunteers. MidwestBeerFest.com. It's right around the corner, October 13th. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some other great events. I got two really fun wine of the weeks. And if Don Grant doesn't get here, I'm going to have to get the wild man from Intercom. Oh, man, Bradley's going to join me again. I think we've done this several times. And we'll tell you all about the wine of the week. Don't go away.
The Kitchen Place is bigger and better than ever, now located at 3234 East Douglas in the Design District. This new central location will continue the tradition of exceeding client expectations in constructing high-quality kitchen, bath, and home projects. Innovative design, professionalism, and emphasis on listening and problem-solving will transform your vision into reality. Come check out the new showroom featuring the most modern advanced Miele demonstration kitchen in the Midwest with the latest technology on display. The all-new Kitchen Place, 3234 East Douglas.
Fine dining in Wichita is now so much better. Take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott Hotel. Discover a menu that includes Creekstone Farms hand-cut steaks, chops, and seafood. Enjoy a classic cocktail, handcrafted with an emphasis on bourbon spirits, or a premium wine from the climate-controlled display case. A meal at the Fireside Grill is a relaxed dining experience to be savored. So take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott. 9100 East Corporate Hills Drive near Kellogg and Webb.
Wichita's Walser Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich is the destination for a luxury buying experience. We represent 11 brands of innovation and distinction, including Porsche, Jaguar, Land Rover, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Sprinter, AMG, BMW, Lexus, Acura, and many. The selection of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles is second to none. Our no-haggle upfront pricing and dedicated knowledgeable sales staff will tailor your purchase with a truly first-class client experience. You deserve the best. Shop Walser. Walser.com or visit Walser at 13th and Greenwich.
Age to perfection. Quality prime grade steaks. Inspired fresh seafood. An unparalleled wine selection featuring over 250 wines. Our chefs only select locally sourced ingredients, the finest produce, and prime grade hand cut meats. Come visit the Woodfire Grill Steakhouse, located inside Kansas Star Casino.
More gardeners grow with Johnson's Garden Centers.
If your lawn is looking worse, no matter what you do, let Johnson's help. This is Marty from Johnson's Garden Centers. September is a time to plant grass seed, fill in bare spots, overseed thin areas, or seed a whole new lawn. The key to success is starting with great grass seed, GardenWise Premium Fescue Blend. I use it because it's tested and proven to perform here in South Central Kansas. Deep green color, disease resistance, needs less water, handles thinner shade, and foot traffic. At Johnson's, we don't just send you home with a bag of grass seed and wish you luck. We'll help you succeed with seed and fertilizer packages sized just right for your yard. Free grass seed seminars throughout September. We're to help you every day with equipment and advice. At Johnson's Garden Centers, your friends in the garden since 1928, on West 13th and 21st at Woodlawn.
You know you can always count.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirits store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft imported and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com, sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tastings on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you, West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road, and the East Superstore at Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange, right on the price, right on your way.
Your news, traffic, and weather station, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and I am having a good life. I'm down on the plaza here at Dealey Plaza, right in front of Century 2. Yeah, the streets are somewhat blocked off, but you can get down here. There's plenty of parking. There's still plenty of chili for $5. You get a tasting kit. You get a bowl of chili from the Wagon Masters. You can sample all of the chili that's still here. And more importantly, you can vote for the People's Choice Award. Before I talk to Brad Horning, the guy from Intercom who put this whole thing together for us, I want to tell you about some wine dinners that are coming up. There's so much going on in Wichita, it just blows me away. Wednesday, October 3rd, right around the corner. Yeah, the month is almost done. Pat Roney is going to be here. He's the CEO of founding partner of Vintage Wine Estates. Wednesday, October 3rd at Fireside Grill at the Marriott. A multi-course dinner, and it's not just a single winery being represented. It's several wineries out of Pat's portfolio. It's a great opportunity to have a whole lot of fun. Chef Peter Morelli is going to put on a feast that you will remember for a long time. I'd read you the menu, but it's just too much. And the wines, oh my God. B.R. Cohn Cabernet, Layer Cake Cabernet, Cartilage and Brown Chardonnay, Firesteed Pinot. That's just to name a few. And the main course, I gotta read this to you. Roasted beef medallions, Yukon mashed potatoes bordelais, portobello mushroom sauce, baby loin lamb chops, roasted root vegetables, and that's just one of the four courses you'll get to enjoy. Then later in the month, October 9th, down south at the beautiful Kansas Star Casino, it's an Alexander Valley Vineyards wine dinner. Starts at 5:30. You need to make reservations for both of these events. So call the Marriott at 316-462-3178 or call the casino and sign up for the dinner on October 9th. Great stuff. Speaking of wine of the week, we've done this in the past. We're going to start with Barefoot Chardonnay. And now everybody goes, Good Life Guy, the wine snob, is going to drink Barefoot wine? He is. He does. And the reason is, Brad, I think you and I have talked about this. Jen Wall is the winemaker at Barefoot, and she does an incredible job and makes wine that is accessible to anyone's budget, and it's varietally correct, well-made. That glass has got some water stains on it. Okay. You sound good.
The old American Legion riders are making their way out of the event now.
Hey, you got to go out with a bat. Well, Brad Horning, welcome to Good Life.
Thank you. Thank
Once
you.
Once again.
It's good to be here. And the second you brought this out, I thought, Barefoot Chardonnay, that's what I see every liquor store I go to all over. I always think you're going to bring out something I've never heard of or seen or, you know.
You know, when we're talking chili, Brad, you want something that has good fruit, cool, cold, to serve chilled. This Chardonnay would work.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when it takes the next wine, you're going to be amazed. What do you think of this?
I like it, and I love it cold. Ice cold like that. Oh.
Great Chardonnay. And these, you know, Jen and the folks at Gallo, who are her parents, if you will, they let her have access to some really splendid vineyards, really great quality fruit, which is essential to making good wine. and she makes such vast quantities and gets it right every time. I mean, it's not just her. She's the head winemaker, and they have a team of winemakers that do all this.
Right.
And it's just incredible. It's one of my favorites.
I've got a grapevine growing in the backyard that's been there for 2 years, and we went to a wedding a couple weeks ago at a place out in Colwich where there's wine or vineyard growing, you know, and I talked to the guy. I said, I got one growing in the backyard, and I said, it doesn't produce any grapes yet, and he said it takes about 4 years once you put it in the ground for it to actually produce some fruit. So I'm excited.
Well, then you got to be careful because the birds will eat your fruits as soon as it starts to turn color. Okay, now I wanted you to see this gold medal 2017 Taste of the Coast Wine Competition. This wine I'm getting ready to open is gold and best of class 2016 Jerry Mead's New World International Wine Competition. I judged this wine.
Wow, I've never noticed those labels on these bottles. Is that something that's been there forever and ever, and I just haven't noticed?
It's an add-on, you know.
Got it.
But Jen Wall and Barefoot gets more medals than any other wine producer in our country.
Wow.
And the reason is she likes to send stuff to a juried wine competition like that, like Jerry Mead, like I judged at. And it's four people sitting around tasting these wines blind. We don't know who made it.
Right.
We don't even know what's in it, what type of grapes. And this wine,
clearly by taste,
swirl it around, sniff it. Get your nose in that cup. Now, do me a favor. You swallowed it. It's okay. Cold, nice temperature. Now put some more in your mouth and hold it there. Move it around your mouth. Give it the count of five in your brain. I know that you can count to five. You can use my fingers if you want. Feel and see the different flavors that come across versus that first sip. It's such an unctuous fruit forward. Do you think it's overly sweet? It has a hint of sweetness.
No, it's just about perfect, because that's the one thing that's too sweet for me as a dude, whatever. I don't know if we're supposed to be manly with our wines and not want it too sweet, but no, that's a good... Again, looking at that, I can see it in my refrigerator at home, and I didn't know it was... You bring out more of knowing what's good and what's in the bottle than just looking at it, you know?
Yeah. Both of these wines, the Barefoot Chardonnay, are non-vintage because she uses batches of fermented grape juice from different years, maybe go back a year or two. The Chardonnay has some oak to it. Probably never spent time in a real oak barrel. It probably had oak chips or dust.
Okay.
But it still gives it the same characteristics that we love in an oak Chardonnay. The White Zin is probably their easiest wine to make. It's fermented in big temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks, and it's bottled literally within months of coming off the vine.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
I just love the smell, and think of it. Yeah, while we like cold beer with our chili, this... White Zin.
This will get her done.
I'm going to have a bowl of Wagon Master's chili, and I'm going to have a glass of this one.
That'll be a perfect match.
Hey, I want to congratulate you for getting everything set up, for doing our part from Intercom here at the event.
We always appreciate and welcome you out here and kind of help us host it, because, you know, what was it, 2010, you were a potentate yourself.
Yes, sir.
You're quite familiar with the event, and it's just a good thing for Intercom to be a part of.
Folks, you can still come down. The event goes till 3 o'clock. There's plenty of chili. The crowds are big but manageable. There's plenty of room, and I don't see any huge lines at any one particular booth.
Since we moved from last year, you know, it's always been the Wichita Wagon Masters downtown chili cook-off, and we've had it in Old Town for, 15 years, something like that, and then we moved actually to downtown. It makes sense, but being out here on Kennedy Plaza, it's so wide open. You know, you've got room to breathe and walk around and navigate and actually see what's out there. And you're right, the lines are manageable. So it's a perfect layout this time. So.
I like it. And I noticed that there's some new contestants. Twin Peaks is here.
I've seen them earlier,
And they brought some of their weight staff.
I did happen to notice.
You noticed that,
yeah.
And the one guy was doing a hula hoop in front of the stage.
Yeah, you get some crazies out here, but no it's,
I don't think that's crazy.
It's normal for us
it's
here.
It's good. Yeah. It's very good. And the chili smells. You know, I stopped by one of the booths. It had green chili.
Right.
That the aroma was really potent. And I said, "Oh, you got green chili?" He goes, "Yeah, we're entering." And He said, here, come back here. We can't pour you any yet, but you can taste. So he got a tasting spoon and let me have some, and I just... They just go out of their way to make this stuff beautiful.
You're talking about the smells. I usually get down here around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're walking around. That's all you smell for 3-4 hours before this thing gets going, and it is just a delightful event.
Well, you know, to me, that was the fun part, was being a part of this and coming down here and setting up and cooking.
Sure.
Get down here. You know, we used to, when I was in the Kansas Air Guard, and I fixed chili a couple years, and come down here and, dark 30, and probably have, you know, maybe a small container of Bloody Marys, you know, 5-6 gallons.
Sure.
And you know, get the propane burners going and the grill going, and it that makes it really fun for the contestants.
Yeah.
And then of course now
this morning we actually had an awesome day where it was, you know, what was it, a couple of days ago it was 93-94 degrees. Yeah. That's not chilly weather.
Or 2 days ago it was raining like a son of a gun.
So this is just perfect weather. And you know, like you were talking about, people setting up in the morning, it's cold, they're dressed up, got the hoodies on, and then by the time we hit noon and the thing gets going, it's perfect weather.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, I want to tell you about this event. I'm going to see if Don Hall will let me be on the show with him.
Okay.
I want to promote this. This is an event that I put together. It's October 7th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Chester's Shop House.
Okay.
Good Life Guys Jazz and Wine Fun.
Ooh, nice.
I want to see you come and bring your girlfriend.
Sure, for sure.
And
Chester's a good spot too.
Well, what this is for is Beauties and Beasts.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but what they do, it's an 11th hour rescue organization.
All right.
That takes dogs literally off a death row the day they were going to be euthanized at the Humane Society.
Angie, my girlfriend's already in the parking lot. If that's what the cause is for sure.
And the folks are going to come, and they're going to have some dogs there. That'll be so cool. And this is Denny Giosa. If you like smooth jazz, he's from Nashville. He's a good friend of mine. He's coming to town. He's playing with Roberto Bernardinello and Kim Trujillo, a local musician.
Sure. Yeah.
And Denny's new album is in Spanish, Mueve Tu Cuerpo.
Okay.
Move Your Body.
Oh.
Okay. And this is a Latin-themed, beautiful... Hi, kids! It was fun when my beer partners come by. Latin theme music. One of the songs on here is number one on the smooth jazz chart right now.
Listened about 3 hours of smooth jazz last night at the house.
It's a wonderful thing.
Love it.
So this is coming up. It's October 7th. It's a Sunday. You get reservations, and you need reservations because it's filling up fast. Go to Guy Bauer's Facebook page or The Good Life with Guy Bauer. There is an event page. Whatever you do, that'll give you the details, but more importantly, email me at guy@goodlifeguy.com and get your name on the list.
You said that's Sunday, October 7th, right?
Yep. And it's $40. And once I cover all the costs associated, all the money goes to Beauties and Beasts.
Awesome. Good deal.
I hope you can make it.
For sure.
It's fun. Hey, I'm so glad you stopped by. And this is the first time I've seen you sit down since we set up here today.
And once I get up, I won't sit down again till tomorrow.
Yeah, I bet. No, you got to stay and help clean up, really.
Sure, sure.
I think we should thank my technical...
Max Bauer, he's the man.
I like to call him Maximilian.
Maximilian?
Yeah. Or Maxwell?
Yeah.
Maxwell Power. It's been fun. Hey, Max, we still got another couple minutes. I do then want to say one more thing. The Midwest Beer Fest could use your help if you'd like to volunteer. It is right around the corner. This is right up your alley, too, by the way. You know the Beer Fest is down at Kansas Star Casino this year?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there was some issues with Century 2,
okay,
with dates and the Great American Beer Fest. Saturday, October 13th is the grand tasting,
okay,
but the dinners are on the 12th, and if you go to MidwestBeerFest.com, you can see the menus. And, the menus look great. Four different dinners, or three different dinners, rather. Sorry, I wish it was four.
Yeah, the event center arena out there is perfect place for it.
Well, and the casino is really enthusiastic and is helping us promote the event. Some people said, it's a long drive.
Nah.
There's multiple ways to get down there.
Sure.
There's a party bus. There's Uber. And more importantly, there's a discount rate at the hotel.
Hotel, exactly. That's our thing. Stay at the hotel.
Discount rate at the hotel. You can make a night of it, and we're going to make a night of it. We're staying.
Yeah, a lot of good dudes out of Kansas Star.
MidwestBeerFest.com is where you go to learn more. And what you want to do is send me a note. I'm the one that my wife and I manage the website. And we're looking for a few volunteers. If you'd like to be a part of the event from the inside and still get to enjoy it, MidwestBeerFest.com and go to the contact me page. Well, Brad, this has been fun, man.
Very fun.
I hope I'm counting the time until next year.
About a year away.
I don't want it to go that fast, though. It seems like it wasn't that long ago we were doing this.
All right.
I love it. Folks, there's still time for you to get down here. It goes till 3 o'clock. I bid you a great weekend. I hope you'll join us here on KNSS. It's Intercom's premium station, 1330 and 98.7. We'll see you in here next Saturday for the Good Life.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.